This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I'm your friend Ben. So today, 我们继续要学习另外的一个俚语。OK, 我们今天学习的俚语呢叫做 knock over, K-N-O-C-K, knock, 动词，敲打的意思。Knock over 呢这个词有两个意思。第一个意思 ,it means to bump or strike something in such a way,as to tip it, 意思是打翻的意思。For example, I knocked over a can of paint and spent the next hour cleaning up. 我打翻了一罐油漆，于是乎呢，花了一个小时的时间去清理。当然呢，我们这节课要看的是一个重点的第二层意思， which means to rob something like bank or shop, 抢劫银行或者商店。对的，那这个时候我们就 会用到 knock over。一般的 knock over 表示抢劫或者打劫的时候，后面会跟一些固定的词语，比如说 bank 银行 store 商店 jewelry store 珠宝店 liquor store 卖酒的店 gold shop 金店 gun shop 卖枪的商店 pawn shop 典当行典当当铺这样子。OK, 那 knock over 如果做打劫的时候，那我们来看两个例子。 First one,比如说经常的我们会遇到一些这个吸毒者，然后去打劫商店，用打劫过来的钱呢去买毒品。那如果我们把药品给吸毒者，那他们就不会去打劫商店了。那这个时候这句话我们就可以讲 If drugs were given to addicts, they wouldn't have to knock over stores and shops to get the money to buy them. If drugs were given to addictsThey wouldn't have to knock over stores and shops to get the money to buy them. OK, 我们再来看第二个例子。又比如说王小二呢总是干坏事，最近呢去抢劫商店没有成功，然后被抓住之后被好好的教训了一次。那这句话我们就可以这么说。They tried to knock over the store and learned a hard lesson when they got caught.They tried to knock over the store and learned a hard lesson when they got caught. OK, 当然呢关于这个词组还有一些实用的建议。You know, this is typically used in American English and Australian English, but may be used in other varieties of English too. 这个俚语呢经常会用在美国英语或者澳大利亚的英语中，但是呢其他英语偶尔也会用到了。 OK guys, so today you have to remember knock over 打劫抢劫的意思。 So that's it for today, see you next time. Little bit of love, little bit of love, little bit of love.